running very, very strong and high. Possible that he will have a taiva and the castle of Holy Yisrael, the Torah is matter, like different Torah can be made to order. The Torah is not made to order, the Torah will be matter. Then I thought it was both material, the end of the Easter, he's the mayor of the Easter. The Torah is safe for us. So I'll say that you have to matter because of the situation that we're involved in. Because I'll say, I'm not so safe for you, it's so enough. We will marry her, then they will hate her. So if the holy men have been so even more, that the cash of the parishes with Astoya, parishes Sino for his wife, and then part of the parish of the so even more. And the question can be asked, the obvious question, the Torah was Mata. The Torah understood that a person, to ask them, Shas Mukhama, sent out to battle, away from home, very, very tense, big tense, the matter is so tense, the tension is vague, it's feeling the air, and he's sitting there, he goes out to battle, and he's with his gun, scared out of his wits, his emotions running high. The Torah understood that moment, that person, because of what's going on around him, the Chapataiva, and he's going to want to marry this Yifastoya, this Goya. I mean, the guy had everything, but the man didn't want to marry her. The Torah was not there. So what's going on? You should know. And hate her. And you have a Ben Sari in mind. I mean, one of them. What's going on up here? What's the exact kind of? What does the Torah want for this person to do? About it, a Kachavah saw deep into the resources of this, the Shama that of a human being, the Tevah is it's going to happen. So what's the time? So why is it going to eventually lead to the act that he's going to have a Ben Sayyidun Boyu with the child? The second question that we have to ask is the Etzem, the Kasher of the Meshachach. The Shechachma starts the parish off, and he asks, he says to the Mechongla, Yvecha, when you go out to war against your enemy, when the son of Hashem, the Kevok, Yodecha, the Shavisa, Shivdo, you'll take captive, you'll take into captivity, and you'll find the Yvastoya. The Chayra, the positive is extra. The Chayra, this positive is very extra. We don't need to tell us. And the Chayra, it's not only extra, but we have to understand what it's doing there in the first place. Why does the Torah say in the Tanakh of the Kabbalah? It says that you win the war. Let's say we don't win the war. Let's say it's a stalemate. Well, let's say we lose the war. We lost some territorial gain. We lost some ground. Say that, but we took captives. And we passed Torah. Everything like it. And then also, yo, why is there the head of we passed Torah there? Why does the Torah say in the Tanakh of the Kabbalah? So ask him as a chacham. Chas to nech chacham a chidush in ha'alocha. Again, it's smooth, but he's a chidush in ha'alocha. You want to find a chidush? The whole hat of Yifat Toya is only if we're victorious. So if we're not victorious, they will also take captives. You have no hat there. Keep your Yifat Toya at the status that is going to mean a year remaining by the Goy. But the son of Yishav, like, how is that if you're victorious in war? You'll win the war against it. The Mela, they won't have any captives. The Mela, by keep you fast there, but the expense has to show me, even though it was not there, at the expense that you're going to lose, you're not making be able to make the exchange. For the captives, for our cows, for their captives, you have no head to keep you fast there. That's the problem. That's the sharpness of soup. I believe there is another Mahalach over here, and I think that this Mahalach can answer a tremendous kasha. And God, what a beautiful Yisoy for us, especially in the days of Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. We have to know, and we have to understand, we're coming to ask the Yibayim Shalom this year, for a new year, We're trying to ask in this new year for a new year, but we're asking for this new year for everything new again. And we'll speak about maybe in the coming weeks. The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Zion. But you have to realize that every year is a new Mitzvah. It's a new Tzadim. It's not the chance that just because of last year I had my health and I had my wealth, I had everything that I have, so next year I want more. But the Shad and the Din Rosh Hashanah. The Din Rosh Hashanah is that we have nothing. Kol Shana Asher Rosha B'Tchilosa Zot Yimara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Every year Asher Rosha B'Tchilosa. The way that is a Pashit. A Pashit. Nei Reish Hashanah V'yad Ash Rishanah. Kol Shana Asher Rosha B'Tchilosa Rosha B'Lashon Rosh. Every single person, from the richest man in the world, the richest Jew, the richest man, from everybody's leader in Rosh Hashanah, to the poorest person, is nidoing once again. If that rich person will keep his wealth, if that rich person will keep his house, if that rich person will have his car, it's not the child of Rosh Hashanah. We have, we have everything. We have our 10, 15 suits in our closet. We have our four cars, one that the cat drives. And we have, mamish, everything we need. The chandeliers, pouring down golden chandeliers. We have dripping with gold, coming down. The gold drips into the soup even. So much gold there. We have it coming down. So this year, I want a chandelier in the toilet also. Excuse me, the bathroom also. We want to have a chandelier in the bathroom this year. We don't have one yet. We have every room a chandelier. This year we want to have a chandelier in the bathroom. I want to have a head of the chandelier with my golden the toilet paper roller. I have to have a chandelier also there. I want to have it this year also. I have everything else. More. There is no chazokis when it comes. Let's have Toshin Samachet. Till the end of Toshin Samachet, you will nix that what you have last year, what's going to be. But now, Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Tam of Tesh, the end of Hashem is coming in a few weeks. There's no chazak. It's all we need doing everything we started from the beginning again, whether you're going to be zerk or what you have. And anybody who sees what's going on in the world today, because of this year, with all the financial situation, the crisis, and what's going on in the world, you don't have to look so far. You know, it's not just, obviously the word is MS, but it's to be seen before our eyes. People who mamish millionaires, billionaires, whatever you want to call them, today are asking the hand to have to get Tom Kik Shabbat. No one knows about it because they have to still drive around in whatever type of car. But they're getting Tom Kik Shabbat, getting food delivered to the house. I'm sure people know about it. Oh, they're millionaires that they have a year ago. Last 12 years as a millionaire, we're getting more and more and more. The bank account knows it's going over 6 digits, 7 digits, 8 digits. Not many room on the paper anymore. How many digits was there? And then next year, boom. Well, that year was a shadow of a new judgment. Oh, yeah, because Rock is on the end of the every year, a new judgment. A new Zadin. A new Zadin, San Antoike. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Think about it, whether we like it or we don't like it, it's going to happen. The more we prepare for ourselves, the more we have a plan, a strategy, some type of strategy. How do we zoicha b'din? How do we zoicha in this year? Get nigza, l'toy, come in yoni. Same thing with health. The health that we have. How do we know all of a sudden, boom, sick, lying, it's like flying. All of a sudden, you somebody got sick in one day. What happened? This year, it's shalom with you. No chazakas, no such a time. Person, you go like that. Yichlo miyamas. So how we do it at the beginning of the time? Today we're going to discuss one mahalach. see the sugi that we're discussing in the Eid Hashem before us, coming weeks, maybe other things, but with the mice that we have to prepare of us. We don't want to come on the day of Rosh Hashanah, we have to prepare without a mahal, without a strategy. How does he do it for the day? How does he do that? Because Bo should venture. Agmar HaKatim HaToiva, Hashanah Toiva Mesukir. How are we going to do this? The boy said, leave, I'm going to give over to you. It's a partial story, it's a big story. It's not, it's a partial story, so we won't know it. Because the story is of all bracha in this world. I believe the Emes of Shah, the Sugya, but it's my mistake. Thank you, Major Chokhma! What is the prophet saying in the Sonne? Hashem will care of your death. Terrace is the prophet saying, my mistake. Yes. What's the timer? And this yeet comes out to battle. He has to have six eyes. He's oozy. And it's snoozy. Whatever he has, he's going out to battle, looking around. His emotion going crazy. He's going into a war. And he sees the Apostoya. He goes crazy. The Torah says you're allowed to take him. But you should know what's going to come. The end of the road. Ben Sayyidu Moyer, Rahman 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 Sayyidu Moyer, Rahman 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 Rahman. You're right, you saw her. You're right, you had the timer. You're right that this thing is enticing. I was off to tell you how story showed a star, but I should have come to your death. Where's your focus? You're aroused. You're aroused to the chet. The chet is in front of your face. So you had the timer. Stand you 100%, and we're going to be mastered because of that. But you have to realize there is something that you should do now, and you should have done, and you could do, not to take the advantage. Direct your focus on something so unbelievable that if we direct our focus on that, the taiva will subside. We won't have that cheshek for that taiva so much. Or better, will be so enthused with this inyan that we won't have time to focus on that. And that is in the son of Hashem. You were just in that. You just went out your place. I was sakona gidoy levatsuma kol ayoyte. The Melchamet Beis David, that priest is going to each time. We're so we don't worry. That person's going to die in battle. You came out of the battle alive. You came out of the battle victorious over your enemy. Where's your focus? What are you thinking about at that moment? Your personal benefit? Or the Akkos HaToy that could evolve over the Sonesh of the Galvi Adelcha? That's the emphasis of the Pasuk. Where should be our focus? On the Sonesh of the Galvi Adelcha? You should be thinking, I walked out alive. I succeeded in the battle. We conquered the land we wanted to do. You know what that means? The evangelist was the eyes of us to have such success. What we should be flowing. Our whole body should be flowing with tremendous hakos, hatoy, with gratitude. That's horrible. More worried about his own self gratification. He's worried about his own being. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says this, I understand, you're a human being. But you're going to have a Ben Soyu Moira, a Nenu Shomea, the Kalovis, the Kalimo, so the Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Bey, the Mitzvah of Kibbutz of the Aim, the Shehirka Mitzvah, why? A tata and a mama, a father and a mother, what don't they do for the son? A child is born, a little baby, so cute, gewaltig. Yes, any parent of his life, hours, days, nights, they give up for that child. 2 in the morning, mommy's about to go to sleep. He gets up, finally cuddles into bed, gives him his bottle, gets in the bed slowly. By 3 o'clock, he's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, laying down ever so slowly into that crib, not so slow. Oh, wow, Baruch Hashem, gratitude is very slow. You got to see things. Your mom is exhausted, having stuff to wink. You get right by the pillow of both sides. Back up again. 4 o'clock, I try one more time. Try to get him to sleep about that. And then the diapers, and the money, and everything. The God knows where the Akkas are going. So the Chinuch, you know what? This is so great to be ourselves. Hadib Roy. Kabei, Nesovicho, Yesimecho. But Dr. Chinuch, the person will not learn to Mechavit the Father, he does know. Soifoi! To be Koifet in the Father that he doesn't know. Soifoi. Fear. All this, the psychologists today, those who work with kids at risk, all these problems, a lot of them are based on issues to the Benovi, the Emoi. They're proud of their parents today. And the main is violence into problems of the emotion. Because the kid did not learn what it means gratitude. And the Chinuch says even the parents had whatever kavanah they had, still the fact they brought you into this world, you won't be here without your parents. He burned the Kuli Alma, the person understood what Kibbut of the Aim is. What Kibbut of the Aim is, you go crazy. Whether we like them, we don't like them, but at the end of the day, we're here, we're existing. And many of us, those of us, Mukumar Kulam, how much the parents continue to do. For years and years and years, from the time you were a baby till today. But the Maisa, if a person does not learn gratitude to his parents, what do we call him? Einenu shoy mea, because odin, because joy, and a ten say your mind. A place I didn't depart so sweet. Neither can I need that. Where was supposed to be your focus? Unishtana Yashem alekel v'yadecha. But what will you avow with self-gratification? Soifai! Look, you have a bed. It's a soya rumoira, einenu shoy mea. Kolovim, kolima. He will also be involved with self-gratification. He's also not going to be focused on gratitude. He's focused on his own being. Does Dr. Torah Akdoisha. Torah Akdoisha gives you the ingredients. How to go about, indeed, or to handle the Yetzirah of it. There's such a tremendous soil of it. The soil is so deep. For many times, I've always said, it's hard for us to do. It's hard for us to conquer our Yetzirah. He's so powerful. He's so enticing. It's such a hard thing to do. And a person stops for 1 second and says, 1 second, what am I going about to do? I'm going to be choiting. To the Yibayinah, against the Yibayinah, the Kuli Alma, who at this moment, that I'm going to be choiting against him, is being Mechayim and Meshama, he's giving me life. The Atta Mechaya Tulam. At this moment, the Parishim is giving me clothing. He's giving me health. He's giving everything that I have. How could I think of doing that act? The third actor is giving me the ingredients on the sun. The success. Everything that we have. Let's focus. Let's place our focus in the right way. Let's show some gratitude. Let's understand how much he does for us. I should boy out to the morning when I in the Peter's Atvila, Ashi yotzer zahodim b'chokmo. Uvar avoy nikovim nikovim. Chalumim chalumim. Shirimi miposer achad meyem. O yisotei mechad meyem. If in one moment, one of the arteries gets clogged, if in one moment a person can't go to the bathroom and stop, Yeshal is Gaia is the Lava is the Fonecho. If he gives his father to the Shoahas, Boch Ato Hashem. Boch Ato Hashem. Boch Ato Hashem. Boch Ato Hashem. The Bible is supposed to focus on that Brocha. And he really understands what he's saying about Hashem. How can he go ahead after him? The Bible is understand. I'm not talking about being Malachim. So I'm giving you an Ace of Torah. To work on the path of tshuva, the eighth of toiv is you have to first be marked from chay, soon they rob. But to tell a guy, just don't do the chay, that's so hard. I'm enticed, the Torah is so hard. The Torah is a voice that will give you a bayir, and they can bayir, and they can eighth of toiv. Don't focus on battling the eighth of horror and saying eighth of horror, I should. Direct your focus to something a little bit different. Think for one split second. What the Ibrahim is doing for us every second of the day. Food, clothing, everything that we have, rebellion, yeshiva, especially like Fez Chayim. Think for a second. It won't be so easy afterwards. I'm sorry. It won't be so easy afterwards. But more. In parish of Kisodoy, over there, in the parish of the Kurim, the Torah says, next week's parish, that you have to bring Bikurim. And when you bring the Bikurim, state in parish, at the end of the Bikurim, the parish of Bikurim, state in parish of the Samachto, the Chol HaToy, you say the whole passage of Bikurim, you learn the Gemara, I mean, Yavid Ovi, Vayim, Tzayim, the Nogor Shom, the whole passage, Vayim, Tzayim, 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 you put it in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's a machto, the Kol HaToy, Hashem Otsam, Hashem Okel, and it's a Atova, a Levi, Hashem Yeshua Recho. It's a machto, the Kol HaToy, you're going to be happy with all the good. Chinuch says, I believe that's the Pshat, the Yisoy, the Mitzvah Bikurim, brings Bracha Gufa, and it's Pashat, that if any person wants to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I should have Bracha, have a good Tzoyim, the Yosha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what they want, you should recognize the Tzoyim, you should appreciate what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. And then, says the Chinuch, if we appreciate it, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give much more. It's a simple ingredient. If when I give you what you need, if I give whatever you have, you appreciate it, there's a certain feeling of Hakoveh, recognition of the toy, Hakoveh Shatoy, recognition, and you understand well, and you focus, that everything that I have, and all the good that I have is from Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he's giving. Who's on the chinuch? Who's she yigoy? More bracha. These are Rashi and the Bikurim state also. This itself is going to bring the bracha, Rashi says. The essence fact of giving those off. It could be pushed. That's the story by the people of the aim that was promised at Lichas Yomim. The greatest bracha that is in the world. We're not here to dash in mitzvahs. Oh, but it could be the people were saying, L'man yarichu yomim ala adama, what could be greater than long life of Oitah? Why is this a great barbecue with our aim? If you know, we said today, it goes into that if we appreciate our parents, which the soil across the toy that on his bow with our cross, our madrega, our adder, from that comes brocha, from that comes the richa shomra. Well, this is what I meant before about that. This is the second eighth that I'm giving to this soil. The first eighth is going to help us in the soul, Meirah! It's going to help us, prevent us, and we'll be able to work on a mahalach, how to do a proper tshuva. Because until we leave the chaton that we do, it's very hard to start a new road. But more is terrible. I should be sober, he should not be destroyed. In a chorus of toys, there are linked all the prophets. That a person comes, Allah Rosh Hashanah Ke'oni. Like Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah Ke'oni, I'm a Rakesh Bapesa. And he realized why he's in the Oni, even though he has millions of dollars. Because every single penny and every single possession is called from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Mr. Sheriff, Koypo, Dr. Gimola, guaranteed a brocha, Mr. Sheriff, the Koypo. And if the person comes to Mount Zaliba, I am a self-made man. Everything belongs that I have is to my work and what I've done. I could do a nice problem. I want to outdo my neighbor for this outdoor swimming pool. I want to get an indoor swimming pool. So that I want to outdo. But everything else, my tenant, I built up. That's the need now. That person has to show on the Gemara. If you're not your only on the package, there's no guarantees. The bracha, from our cause, that toys, is a simple equation. If you appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give more. And all the schools of it come with that. The person went to the Heder of Shach once, and he asked, what could I do for children? The Shach said, take out a drink of Samozim. Take out a drink of Samozim, but this is the 8th of Torah, how to start with it. Take out a drink of Samozim, and read from the drink of Samozim. Read from the drink of Samozim inside. The word and focus on what is Birkas Hamazon about that? It's one kulay bracha, and I call it the prayer. Hashem Chazon is saying the whole bracha, and it's the conscious of Shach. Who should all be bracha? Children, sins, shachet, ways of adventure, Birkas Hamazon, Birkas Hamazon. That's it. This school that wear a red band around the toenail, and on your nose, say Birkas Hamazon, Birkas Hamazon. Each one of three Madrigals. We have to understand that you are the story and the story of everything about you. And we can say you will not have nature about you. Especially on Rosh Hashanah about that. Because on Rosh Hashanah, was the Briah HaSa'odom. On Rosh Hashanah was the Briah HaSa'odom. The Odom came into the world on Rosh Hashanah. The world was called the one man, the Amal of Chalakol, who was created on Chof Hed. Rosh Hashanah was there, Tchila Asmas in this place. The beginning of Masa Braises Lechol, the whole Bria was created to the Odom. What is the purpose of the Odom? So Rabbi Chom Chomish, the Odom Ayin, Lavo Yidetz Ho Adoma. The Odom is not here, Lavo Yidetz Ho Adoma, that's why Tzadish Baruch Hu didn't bring up the food yet. And he should recognize that it is a serve to rain, it's a down, but Tzadish Baruch Hu brings the rain, it's a thank Tzadish Baruch Hu for what he's given. We're called Yehudim, Al Shem Hoidah, Rosh Hashanah, the Briah HaSa'odom, the Tachlis, the so-called Briah, Briah, and the Rabban says in Chumash Rashi, he said, Yid, the Yisrael, the Yid, is to go in and give a curse, that's all of Hoidah, that's all of Baruch Hu, on everything that he does for us, and all the nieces, the Floyd, the nieces of Ayatollah, the Kluyim, the nieces of Stolen, that's the Tachlis, the Tachlis of the Yisrael, to go to Bati Knesiyot. What better day than Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi? The day the human was created. And for what was he created? For the Tachlis in itself. That he should be a person that gives Hoygah. He should be a Yehudi, Al Shem Yehuda. He should be a constant Yehuda. But the Gemara is off until Leah came. The Gemara runs. Problem is days until Leah came around, there was no one who gave her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fact in the Farshim, what shot until Leah came, there was no one who gave her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram, Yitzchak, they didn't give her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look, the man Shik, I feel his word, I wanted to say Shas. Look, the man Shik, we have a different way to read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says when Yehuda was born, Hapam oide et Hashem this time. I will thank Hashem, our King Koreshmo Yehuda. That the man Sheikh, don't read the pasuk that way.
read the pasuk with an exclamation point. Hapam, only the Eretz Hashem. Only this time at the Eretz Hashem. Al Ken Kodeshmo Yehuda, every time she calls his name, it's a reminder and remembrance to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu Yehuda, Al Ken Kodeshmo Yehuda. And that's the Yid, and that's the pasuk with the Odom. And the Rosh Hashanah, if a person is doing the task that we are, what great is Chus HaBot Kah? Our Gedoyle. I've been going through stories and stories and they all go. Many heard the story. Every time I say it over, you get a chill. You have Gus Bin Zatal. A Yeshiva, Netzach Yitzol here in the Chavya. He was a Yeshiva beforehand. 18 years old, he was on the days of Reb Chaim Oizu Gajinsky. The Adam Gola had the Oiz, had his Chus one time. Speak with him and learn for 45 minutes. I'm always based in an 18 of Oishah. From the Doyle Tavir from Shimon Shkop. He started yeshiva here in Etzisol, and yeshiva still going, he's seen on Ramban. And in that yeshiva, outside the yeshiva, they grew some plants, some shrubs, whatever. And one day, the Bacham used to saw it as it came to the beginning of his man Elo. They noticed the yeshiva standing outside with a hose. The Hebrews are a Gusbit, who can be Mechadish, who can be Mechadish of Shiurit, and going Oilam, a Mas bin Asum, sitting outside, standing there with a hose, watering plants. And Talmidim, very, very strange, they thought maybe the Yeshiva didn't have enough money to pay the Arabs. The Yeshiva does everything, they're over here, you know, he takes up positions, whatever. So yeah, yeah, what the Arabs? So they said, the Talmidim came home and said, they started taking the hose away. So I, you know, pulled the whole way and said, it's covered with Shiva, which is his name. Ich will. I want to water the plant. So he said, the Abdeinu Rabbeinu. So Shiva doesn't have anything better to do with his plants than watering plants. So up there, maybe this. Name, I want to water the plant. See, when I was in Europe, in the time of the Muhammad, a year or two before the Muhammad started, during that year we were in Vilna. Vilna was by itself, it wasn't under the siege yet. And Oizu used to take me for walks in the forest area. And he used to tell me, of Israel, over there, that shrub came in us and eat. Those berries stay away, they're poisonous. That shrub.